Dok Huan said, exert yourself in Zazen, and you will see for yourself what his treatment of you means. He is saying, don't be puzzled, don't be confused by it, and don't take any decisions right now. For a few days, sit in Zazen. Zazen means simply sit. Do nothing. Zazen is a beautiful meditation. One simply sits, looking at the wall, not doing anything. One goes on sitting, sitting, sitting. By and by, the mind settles, because there is nothing to be done. The mind is not needed. In the beginning, it rebels. It thinks more. Thoughts whirl in a mad whirlpool inside. But by and by, the dust settles. Thoughts disappear. Gaps appear. In those gaps, understanding is possible. When you have no thought in the mind, the whole energy that is invested in thinking is released, becomes your awareness. The whole energy that has been moving in the mind, outside the body, in actions, is no more moving. You become a pool of energy, a reservoir. All energy becomes available. It starts overflowing. When that moment comes, the energy is so much it simply explodes. Everything else calms down, a sudden lightening inside. Everything becomes clear. A clarity of perception is achieved. This is what is called Satori in Japan. Satori is a glimpse of Samadhi, the first glimpse. It is so vast that all your experiences, your whole past, all your hopes for the future are irrelevant to it. It is something you had never hoped, you had never even imagined, something you had not even dreamed. You are here with me to know what life is, to learn how to know that which is already available, to learn how to look into that which is already standing in front of you, to learn how to feel that which is already surrounding you from all sides. Many times I have to hit you. It may not be a physical whack on your head, because to tolerate that is not very difficult. Many times you will be offended in many ways. Many people come to me and leave. They become offended. If I have to think about them and not offend them, I am useless. Then I cannot help. I have to go on offending. 100 persons come. 90 are bound to leave by and by. Out of the 10 who will remain with me, even if one attains, it is enough. Not because it is difficult to attain. The difficulty is not part of truth. The difficulty is part of your conditioning, the schizophrenic conditioning. To seek life, to search for truth, is to be ready to die. To die to that life which you have been thinking is life. It is not. I have to destroy you in many ways. In fact, dismantle you. Only then can the new arise. You need a crucifixion, and only then can there be a resurrection. Let me be a cross to you. Then and only then is there a possibility that you will be enthroned. The path is arduous, hard. But once you realize the truth of your being, you will come to know that nothing was hard. Nothing was hard enough. Then you will know that whatsoever you have attained is not because of your efforts. Your efforts were nothing compared to that which you have attained. That which you have attained is a sheer gift. And the paradox is, it is already in your hands. I have just to make you aware. It is already in you. I have just to point it to you. The religions have completely poisoned your being, have made you fragmentary. To put all those fragments again together, not only put them together, but melt them so that you can become a crystallized being, is difficult because of you. If you are ready, it is not difficult. It is very simple. It is so easy. It can happen right this moment. If you have to wait, it is because of you. Always remember, it is a question of understanding. It is not a question of doing anything. That Waka poet, just sitting for 3 days, day and night, doing nothing, came to realize a sudden awakening. And it is always sudden. Whenever you are full of energy and the energy starts overflowing, you attain to an inner orgasm. That orgasm is Satori. When that orgasm becomes your constant state of being, that orgasm is called Samadhi.